The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa ta'ala. We then start by praying and hoping that all of you are well, that you are healthy, inshallah. We take this opportunity to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us enough life to be His guests in this great month of Ramadan, that He allows us to fast and that our fasts are accepted, that our prayers are heard, our a'mal are not rejected, inshallah. And as importantly, that we leave the month of Ramadan as better human beings than we entered it, inshallah. So what I want to do today is I want to briefly look at the dua that is taught to us by our fourth Imam As-Sajjad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And it's dua number 44 of Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah, the dua to welcome the holy month of Ramadan. The Imam alayhi salam mentions these points for us to reflect about. The dua begins with numerous praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Well, he begins by saying, Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li hamdi. That praise belongs to Allah who guided us to this praise. And even the fact that I praise is in fact a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has reminded me to praise Him. It's quite beautiful, right? And then he continues with that. And then the second set of praises, he says, Walhamdulillahi alladhi habana bidinihi. That all praises to Allah who showed us favor through His religion. Yani, He has honored us by showing us the path, right? وَأَخْتَصَّنَا بِمِلَّتِهِ. And He has specifically selected us for this creed, or for His creed. Yani, this faith that we have, this madhab that we have, this wilayat that we have, is the most priceless gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, because it's the nurturing of this gift, it's the correct usage of this gift that will in turn give us the best of rewards, right? And so this is that gift that will get us there, and alhamdulillah He has shown this to us, so He deserves all praise for that. وَسَبَّلَنَا فِي سُبُلِ إِحْسَانِهِ. And He has directed us on the roads of His beneficence. And He has shown us the roadmap, right? It's not hidden what He wants from me. It's not a treasure hunt where God says, well, there's something there, go figure it out. No, He's shown us the map, shown us the direction, shown us where to go. And alhamdulillah for that, where it's not a mystery, right? Of what it takes to be successful. And then the third passage is where he starts talking about Shahru Ramadan now. And he says, وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ الَّذِي جَعْلَ مِنْ تِلْكَ السُّبُلِ شَهْرَهُ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانِ. That all praise belongs to Allah who has appointed amongst these roads His month. Yani, one of the ways to be successful is through the month of Ramadan. And this is part of the roads or the tariqah or the subul, as the Imam alayhi salam says, that is going to bring us success. And he says that this is the month of Ramadan, Shahr Ramadan, wa Shahr al-Siyam. Now he describes Shahr Ramadan in these ways. And this is where we're going to focus a lot of our lecture on. He describes Shahr Ramadan in these five ways. One, Shahr al-Siyam, the month of fasting. وشهر الإسلام and the month of Islam, وشهر الطهور the month of purity, وشهر التمحيص the month of test, وشهر القيام and the month of standing in prayer. الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. We're going to focus on this passage because I believe that from this passage we get an understanding of certain outcomes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see within us. Five things basically, right? The first is that he says that this is the month of fasting, Shahru Siyam. Shahru Siyam, it is one of the highlights of this month of Ramadan, isn't it? That we fast. And this is something, alhamdulillah, we all do, or most of us do. But even those who have health problems, there are layers to fasting. So just because one cannot eat or drink, or cannot avoid eating or drinking, they can still fast with their thoughts, they can still fast with their tongues, they can still fast with their akhlaq, they can still fast with their anger, they can fast with their nafs, right? So there are layers to fasting. So even we who avoid food and water, that shouldn't be the end all of our fasting. Rather, we should then elevate ourselves to make sure that we fast on different levels. But this is one of the main things we have to do, fast on the multiple levels of fasting. And then one of the things he says, but he mentions it last, but I brought it second, is that this is the month of Qiyam, the month of standing in prayer. And this is the different amal that we do, the different salawat that we recite, the different adhkar that we do. You know, it's the month of Ramadan when we busy ourselves in so many different forms of ibadat, we recite so many different ad'iya, the amals that we do, Dua'i Joshan, Dua'i Abu Hamza Thamali, we take out all of these amal in the month of Ramadan. And so it is the month of Qiyam basically, the month of prayer, the month of constant worship. And even from a non self-driven ibadat, like with the things that we mentioned, where we have to take out a book or where we have to consciously do something, we know that in this entire month, sleeping is ibadat. Our breath is ibadat. Every breath that we take, we are getting rewards for it, simply for being a guest in this month. And so the whole month, right, is just a month of qiyam basically. It's a month of constant prayer and supplication and dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what that also tells us is that the purer we are, the cleaner our hearts are, the cleaner that ibadat is. Everyone gets rewarded for breathing in this month. Everyone gets rewarded for sleeping in this month. Everyone gets rewarded, you know, for all of these different things simply out of the mercy of God. But it's hard to imagine that everyone's reward for these things is equal, right? The purer one's soul is, the purer the breath they have, right? The purer the sleep they have. And so that's something for us to even think about and to work on, is to purify ourselves so that even when I'm not bringing about these type of ibadat like du'as and such, the rest of my time in this month is also considered as a pure form of ibadat. You tell me you are here for 30 days to shower us with mercy just like rain, to make it easier to change ourselves. Protect me from this world and from myself. Oh, please keep me company, old friend. You bless me and my home once again. I'm fortunate I get another chance to witness these nights, so I raise my hands. Ya Allah, thank you for another chance standing at my door. Ya Allah, you give me hope, deliver this gift right to my home. Mawhab, mawhab, ya Ramadan, ahlan, ahlan, bis-siyam. Oh.
الصيام.